This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Fiona, today was your 51st show. Isn't that hard to believe?
It's crazy. Yeah. When yesterday was 50.
51st date.
I was like, I better start learning some stuff.
Why well?
49th, because she was off for two shows.
Ah, well.
I know.
After Jesus. 49 then, what do you make of this
whole thing?
To
only be off for two shows after 51 is unbelievable.
Is that pretty good going? But like, I'm scared of you guys.
Well, we did it as well, but like, well, no, I took a week off. But
in general, what do you make of this whole world?
I love it so much, but like, it's the kind of thing where it could be like tomorrow. It's like, thanks for everything. You're finishing up.
Can we just forget about that side for a second, which isn't a thing? And I'm just.
We technically have no boss really either. So you just keep doing what you want.
Just forget about it.
I never said that because you were talking about cigarettes again. Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes. And you didn't notice today I said shat.
Oh, no, I did.
He was waiting till after.
It was 10 past seven.
That's a perfect time
shat the
for
bed.
It.
Yeah.
Shat's not as bad as shit, like, so you don't really...
I would rather you go shot.
I sharted the bed. That works as well. What have I learned?
Do you still wake up being like, ah, oh, fun, I work on the radio?
Yeah, I
like,
love it
just work
so
now?
Much. No, I love it so much. I cannot stress how many, like, shit fucking jobs I've done over the years.
Shart.
Like, this is how much shart jobs I've done. Shout out if any of my former employees.
Do you know what's probably really working. Annoying working in radio or coming into radio? Everyone's like, are you loving it? You just love them.
Yeah, yeah. But
In the media.
I think like the main thing is like you come home and you're like so tired from trying, not from the early mornings, but from like trying to like think so hard and be so funny.
It's so on.
Yeah. And then other stuff.
You ever been on the telly? You don't watch telly.
You've done a bit of telly, haven't you?
Telly? Not really. Maybe like very, very odd things.
And so much of the telly stuff is pre-recorded anyway that you can like have a little think and know that there's an edit can be made.
Yeah.
This is just...
Plus you can make faces.
Yeah.
People know what you're talking about. In radio it's different.
Yeah.
You can't be just like, huh? Because that's a face.
And if you think about it in telly as well, the majority of live television, you'd have someone in your ear talking to you all the time, aka me. And imagine me chatting to you whilst you're also trying to talk.
Through the telly screen and punch you in the face.
I would find that very difficult. I think the main thing I know is anytime Callum looks at me, I think I'm in trouble. Anytime boss Nick approaches, I think I'm fired. And I just...
You are so anxiety riddled. There was something.
Every time I look at her, she thinks she's going to throw something at her.
Which you probably are.
We can actually,
ball of paper to the neck. Which
we can talk about this now because this never happened last week. So last Wednesday after
he wanted
the show,
to fire you.
We were meant to be interviewing Tom Grennan. He was meant to be coming in for a pre-record that we were holding off until August. But Fiona had to go to the airport. But I didn't realise how close her flight was to the interview.
You knew what time my flight was at, Callum.
I thought it was later than 2 o'clock.
I told you my flight's at 2 o'clock and you said I still need you for the interview immediately after the text.
Yes. But you
don't try and make this my fault.
You didn't tell me about you had to check your bag in.
But what good is that when you say, I say, okay, my flight's at 2, and you say, well, I need you for the interview. Am I then meant to say, but I have a bag to check? Like, you said you need me.
I offered you a taxi.
Yeah, that's great. That's fine. I was doing it.
But then you said no. Well, she got very defensive. No,
no,
but
just because I know.
Oh, don't you dare start throwing out that fucking word.
Try and make out like this is my thing.
No.
Stand up for yourself.
I'm loving this. Ding, ding, ding.
Everyone sit back and relax.
How awkward it was in the office because Nick was like, Callum, why are you making her stay?
Yeah, so what happened was I said, right, I have, and maybe this is stupid of me, I booked a flight and it was at like 2:15.
No, you got the job.
We normally get out of here early enough and I was like, that's grand. But on this day in question, we had to interview Tom Grennan. And Callum was like, well, I need you till 12 on this day because we have to do blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, my flight's at 2:15. And you were like, you'd be grand, I'll get you a taxi. And I was like, fine, that's fine, I'm doing it. And then on the day, Nick, this is all that happened.
It's Nick all goes, Nick.
Nick goes, Fiona, when's your flight? And I was like nervous to say it because I was like, this is going to start a drama. And I go, 2:15. And he goes, Callum, what the fuck are you doing making us stay? And now I know that you thought that I'd like ratted you out. But what am I going to do? Lie about the flight time? And then Callum is like frantically like checking Google Maps about like how long it's going to take and all. And I was like, I know he's pissed off at me now because it's like I got him in trouble.
I was not. annoyed at you. I just found it so funny that you went to the bathroom and me and Nick were still talking. And
I had to go to the bathroom because I was too awkward.
They're still talking.
Speaking of awkward, I need to go.
I'm gone.
I'll see you later.
Dave just left the room.
The interview got cancelled because Tom Grennan missed his flight. So I caught mine. All's well that ends well.
The story was more how funny you
done.
Were
we're
being.
We're done. We're done.
Story's over. 1038. Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go.
Morning. Hello.
Good morning. Good What's morning. Going on? Happy Wednesday. Do you know what? I have to say. What? Emma Nolan made me feel seen this morning.
Oh.
Made me feel seen. Made me feel like I wasn't a freak. Like I wasn't a weirdo.
Oh, seen in a good way.
Seen.
Oh, good.
In a good way.
Good.
Go on. Because she asked me, what do I listen to when I run? And I said, I start off listening to music and then I have to stop the music.
Of course.
Midway through the run because I get too overwhelmed.
Yeah. I get
that. And she said she gets that. And she stops the music as well. Or when a song comes on when you're running that you don't like.
Yeah.
And it's honestly like the end of the world.
Yeah, I want to start crying.
It's horrendous. And so you're just like, you're going, oh, God's sake. And you're clicking pause. You're clicking the thought of while running my fingers having to go up to my AirPod to click stop. Is just
too much.
Too much. Yeah.
And the worst thing is, as well, when you do have music playing for something like that, you're convinced, like, no, this playlist is banging. I'm going to love everything. Yeah. But even if just the pace is slightly, or the BPM of the song is slightly off, if you're in a nice little flow and it's starting to make you run too fast or too slow, you're like, go away.
Absolute nightmare.
Leave me alone, I'm already having to do this.
It's so bad. And so yesterday I was doing sprints, right? And it was awful. And I had this
bragging.
Hit. I had this hit. I know, yeah. Believe me, if you saw me, it isn't bragging. It was more like, oh, God.
That's, is that man okay?
Yeah, he's awful red. But I was doing sprints up this hill that I live beside. It's on a road. It's on a main road. And I was running up the hill 5 times. The third time, I was like, okay, only 2 more. I swear, I was like running up and I was sprinting. And all I hear is, something so wild.
Oh,
the
no.
ordinary. I was like, I'm going to die.
No. That's terrible.
No,
that is
not
the
good.
Worst thing ever.
No. Not good. I love that song, but I need...
I cannot think of a worse running
I have never
song.
Taken my AirPods out so quick in my life.
I need to start just driving your running route so I can see you like slicking your AirPods like it's a wasp. I'm obsessed.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on spin. Your number one hit music station.
Hello.
Hey,
hello, how are you doing? You guys might not know this about me, or maybe you do. I'm actually a failed actor, very proud.
Failed actor, part. Are you?
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much.
What have you
That's
failed
That's exactly
at?
How I wanted it to go. I went to drama school, very serious operation, and then I got out of it and shat the bed, essentially, and just couldn't do it.
Right,
couldn't,
nice.
Like, deal with the auditions, couldn't... like deal with rejection.
Was is it because like it's very difficult when people are like, no, you're just not what we're looking for, sorry.
They're like, you're great but you're like half an inch too short. Or
is that really a reason?
Yeah you could just be like not what they're visualising, or you know, you get to the stage where you're like, oh, I just need to audition for the right person and I just need to be seen by this person, and then you get to the stage where it's like, no, all of them have already seen you and they know that you exist, they don't want you.
Okay.
Which feels good, can I say.
Fantastic.
A story came across my desk of another actor who's failed, Saoirse Ronan.
Famously,
she will
the failed
never
actress.
Amount
she?
To anything.
I don't even know that
God.
Name. She's
you
a nobody.
No, you wouldn't have heard of her. Now, she has admitted recently in an interview that she auditioned for a role in Harry Potter. She said this, but she didn't land the part.
Was it Harry Potter?
She auditioned for Harry Potter.
And Daniel Radcliffe got it.
Yeah, she didn't get it because of anti-woke. It was all about the anti-woke back in those days. But when they remake it today, she'll play the part. No, she auditioned for the role of Luna Lovegood.
Ah.
She's Irish.
But it went to Evanna Lynch.
Evanna Lynch, shout out.
Shout out Meath Girl.
Luna was, or Saoirse was talking about the audition and she said, I knew I wasn't going to get it. Sorry, I'll do her accent. I knew I wasn't going to get it.
because I was too young, Saoirse like inertia. But I got to read out a scene that was good. Do you remember her accent? In,
like, I just remember her like, I just like want to go tropical and like popsicle. Have some tato with my friends. Like, I don't just, want to be at the Oscars.
I actually don't want to make fun of her anymore because I think she has had an awful time, like, from Irish people, and I think she's incredible. Shout
out. She's a fantastic actor.
Yeah, but it's just like when she was trying to really ham up her Irishness, it went down some strange situation. But she was probably about 14. God bless her. So she auditioned, but she prefaced that she didn't get the role because she was too young. It's not because she was bad.
Right, okay.
She knew I wasn't going to get it because she was too young to read out. But it got me thinking, what are some other actors who have failed at auditions?
To make you feel better.
To make myself feel better. And of course, make Saoirse feel better because she's clearly chewed up about this, choked up about this and upset. Okay,
God, so Saoirse Ronan's only 31, I just googled. Isn't that insane?
I know.
She's
so
killing it.
She won an Oscar when she was like 9 or something, didn't she? She's flat out. Okay, right. Did this actor audition for this film or not?
Okay.
Did Margot Robbie audition for Little Women?
Little Women.
Saoirse Ronan's in that, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. I think she... Well done, Emma.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
That's great. I've seen it twice.
Have you seen it twice?
I love Little Women.
I've never seen it. I'm going to say yes, she did.
No.
Ah.
You're crap at this. All right. Did Russell Crowe audition for Conclave?
Oh, I'd say he could have played your man.
He had a good pope.
I could say he could have played the guy who, like, organises the whole Conclave. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah, I think that was very good by me because he loves a holy situation, but no, he didn't.
That was
for Conclave.
Well, the next one, I guarantee it, it's a yes. Yes.
Yes, they did.
Okay, then. Did Robert Sheehan audition for the Kneecap movie?
Yes.
No. I'm going to say no.
No, he didn't. Yeah, I messed that up because you were annoying me, assuming that the next one would be right. Okay, did Jake Gyllenhaal audition for Lord of the Rings?
Oh, he gives off Lord of the Rings. I could see him. I think he's quite small as well, isn't he?
Yes, and he did. He auditioned for Frodo. He was given stage directions to act out finding the One Ring, but he didn't really do it because he didn't really understand.
That'd be a really funny audition for Lord of the Rings. Find the ring. Go.
Find the ring.
It's just like in a haystack.
It's somewhere in this random room.
The jump zone.
Did Taylor Swift audition for Les Mis?
Oh.
Surely not. She's busy enough.
Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah, this is quite famous. She did a screen test for the role of Eponine, and they dressed her up. They like put her in the brown teeth and all. And she was performing in a scene with Eddie Redmayne, and he was crying doing his acting. And she thought he was crying because of how she looked.
no way,
girl! It's not all about you. Okay, did Amanda Seyfried audition for Wicked?
Amanda Seyfried. She was the 100%. She really thought she was going to get Glinda.
Yeah, she went through like 6 auditions. And wow. Ariana Grande did it in the end. Yup,
so
Ariana.
It's not
Ariana.
Just you then who feels the, you know, the rejection.
All of them are also failed actors.
Yeah. Come on.
Honey, you're here now. It's all good.
This was exactly the plan.
It is 7:23. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on? How are we all?
Has anyone ever watched the film Homeward Bound when they were little?
No, but it sounds like it's about a dog.
It's about 2 dogs and a cat who get lost and have to find their way home.
I think I remember the video cover, but I don't know if I ever sat in
Was it is it animated?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was real.
Then no.
Real, yeah.
They were dubbed.
I specifically don't watch dog movies.
Too sad.
Why?
Just potentially too sad. Last one I did watch was, I knew it was going to be sad though. It was the one where every time the dog dies, it comes back as a different dog.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh,
and then he
finds his owner from when he was a previous dog.
Yeah.
And the owner's like, who are you?
And the owner's like, oh, you're like my Sandy, except instead of a Dalmatian, you're a golden retriever.
Okay.
But I think you're still it. It's one of those
That's
movies.
Wholesome.
Yeah.
Well, spoiler alert, it was released, I think, in the 80s. All good. Homeward Bound isn't sad, so you'll be fine if you ever want to watch it. I'd say my favourite childhood movie of all time. Love it so much. Anyway, yesterday I was in Marley Park with my own dog, Seamus, and we'd kind of done a lap. Place is still a building, so I'd very hard to get to the dog park.
For God's sake.
I had to walk the entirety of the perimeter to get around to the dog park. Anyway, we'd just hurry up, lads. Take
Not
down the stages.
I'm
only joking. Take your time. You're doing great work.
So Joel Corey, DJ.
But as I kind of came around the corner towards the dog park, I noticed this, like, horse of a dog. I don't know exactly the breed. Maybe a mix, but gave me like very elderly Alsatian vibes.
Oh, an Irish greyhound, or is it Irish bloodhound?
Maybe big, big things. Big
wolfhound.
But yeah, like quite old. The back legs weren't really doing much.
Their back legs
thing.
Do go. The Alsatians, don't they? They're always like their knees are always buckled and stuff.
But what I noticed with this dog was it was completely on its own, just standing at the gate to the dog park. So as you approach the dog park in Marley Park, there's an outer gate, and then as you go inside, there's like a little area, and on the left hand side is for the bigger dogs and the right hand side is for the smaller dogs, and they're two separate gates. So this dog was outside the outer gate, all right, and she was just, I didn't actually know at the time, anyway, very hairy, couldn't tell, but
let me get a look at you there.
Just standing there on her own, and I was a bit thrown by this. I was also a little bit nervous of her because she was so big.
I kind of
looked around, there was like a family having a picnic up on the green, and I was like, you're not missing a dog by any chance? No. And then not the panic kicked in, but like the crap, this dog is completely on its own. I don't really know what to do here.
It's like an escape went straight to the dog park.
Right.
That's a movie in itself.
I've no ID. I can't get in.
Exactly. So I walked
into push. It's a pull, not a push.
As I got inside then, there wasn't many people around within the dog park, but whoever was there, I was like, you're not missing a dog, no? So I didn't really know what to do. So I lobbed Seamus into the dog park knowing he'd be safe in there, and kind of went back out to try and figure out what to do with the situation. I was like, do I have to ring? Like, the ISPCA or the what you do. So a couple arrived then with their own dog to the park, and I explained it to them, and the girl got real nervous and she was like pushing the fella to go and check if there's a number or whatever on the collar.
Oh yeah.
So this was all going on. Seamus in the meantime was losing his mind in the dog park because I wasn't there. In the background, I was like, sorry about him. So eventually,
that doesn't sound like a dog's noise.
He doesn't make dog
very
noises.
Human screams.
He's
though,
really strange.
Before
strange guy. Yeah,
get him checked.
And basically, the guy rang. No answer. Left a voicemail. Hey, listen, I found your dog. Whatever. No name. Just a phone number. So eventually we're like, okay, let's just bring the dog into the dog park because we know then it's secure and just see what happens.
Yeah.
So 10 or 15 minutes passes, the phone rings to the guy.
Oh.
And she answers, oh my God, so sorry, whatever. Give it another 10 minutes. And this woman and her two little toddlers arrive and the kids are like, Olga!
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 Olga! That's some name.
And Olga, the old Alsatian, starts trying to move her back legs back down to her family and the kids who've arrived together. And the lady says to us, we haven't brought Olga to the dog park in like 8 years. She's too old and she's not able for it. And this is the third time. She said it's about three quarters of a mile that she's after walking to arrive
here.
And the last three times that she's managed to get out, she finds her way to the gate of the dog.
Well, bring her to the dog park.
Isn't that the saddest thing?
She clearly wants to go to the dog park.
She would have had to cross two estates, two main roads. The owner said, it's a miracle that she hasn't been knocked down.
What an adventure.
That she strolls down, just waiting for someone to open the gate to go and have
a
play.
And then does she get in and rally around the place?
No, like, she just kind of limps around.
No,
but she just likes it there. No, it's so sad.
Oh my God.
She said, like, the panic. And she said, I knew now. She's not gone long. Because, you know, I hadn't even noticed her missing just yet. She was just out the front. One of the kids must left the front gate open or something. But she takes herself off down through the estates. Like, that's a busy main road in front of Marley Park.
Yeah.
You know it from longitude. Like, people do be flying by.
Oh, my God.
And she crosses the road, gets herself into Marley Park, strolls down on her own, and then stands at the dog park
entrance. I'm starting to think there's nothing wrong with this dog.
No, she knows it. And I'd say the owners know as well. They're like, oh, she's just gone down, took herself down to the dog park.
Yeah.
Okay, we need a new crossing. I don't know who I contact about this. Council for Olga across that road outside Marley Park.
Just
please.
For Olga.
Yeah, can we get that in
Oh, she broke my heart, the little thing. And then she was delighted to see the family. But then she was like, crap, they're going to take me home.
I want to stay out.
Leave me out for a while. It's not even dark yet. Here's Rose.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We want to send you on your holidays this summer. It's all inclusive and you get to choose where you want to go. It spins holiday hot pick and you could be heading to Mallorca, Morocco or Malta. Your call. All those details and how you can win after 8 o'clock this morning.
Very, very nice. In less glamorous news, does anyone feel like a Tuesday night is the perfect night for a takeaway? I know traditionally no, but I feel like Okay, so Monday you might cook something that you're like, okay, I'll eat that a couple of nights this week, and then you look in the fridge and you're like, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. I never want to look at that pasta.
See, I don't think I could do, I don't think I could do a takeaway on a Tuesday just purely down to Catholic guilt.
Fair enough. No, I often get one on a Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah, and last night was it. And it's like I flew too close to the sun. I went and bought like a load of ingredients for the week yesterday. I meal prepped this pasta salad and I was like, that's rank. I don't want it. Got myself a little spicer. And we get so many takeaways in our house. My dog is now programmed to when she, like our phones are obviously on silent because we're not serial killers. But when we pick up the phone and say hello, she knows that means some sort of fried chicken is entering the house.
Are you serious?
And her ears perk up and she runs to the door. And she's got an excellent spice tolerance now. She hoofs into the spice bag.
What's your what's your spice bag location?
Oh, Emerald House on Crumlin Road.
Oh, yeah?
It's so good. But a lot of people are put off because you have to ring, you can't order it online, and you have to pay cash.
I refuse to go to any Chinese that hasn't been reviewed by those guys. Is it worth it on TikTok?
Oh, maybe you this place has.
The lads that go with the table outside the Chinese and they eat it in the thing, yeah.
I know. I actually am not familiar with those spice bag reviewers.
Oh, they're amazing.
Because
to be honest,
there's not enough of those on
TikTok. Top 10 Tuesday that we play on the show gave me a new lease of life on a Tuesday, but if it was my takeaway night. Woo-hoo. Tuesday
know.
Would go up in my
it
rankings.
It just really elevates it. You're not feeling too good on a Wednesday as a result.
Well, what, are you going to have pasta bake on a Saturday night?
Sick.
Yeah. So no. Would you have your pasta salad on the Saturday then?
I'll probably, unfortunately, eat that today. I ate a bit of it begrudgingly for lunch.
What will you have on Saturday then?
I wasn't happy about it. I don't know, probably a pizza. There's no rules in my house. Good. Every day is a Saturday.
I love that vibe, absolutely. Jack made a curry the other day and it was leftovers in the fridge yesterday.
Oh. Boring.
Oh, it was gorgeous. This is Spin.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Oh, 2 and 3 were very good. Nice. Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Good prize up for grabs today. Who have we got
there
on?
Sure is. It's Morgan. Morgan, what are you up to this morning?
On the road, heading into work.
What do you do?
B&Q. Working at B&Q.
Good for you, girl.
Very good.
I'd say it's busy at the moment. People getting the outdoor furniture ahead of the good spells coming this weekend.
It is. Mm. 27 degrees, so.
Yeah, not a sign of an El Sun lounger left, I'd say.
What does the B&Q stand for?
Oh, B&Q. I think it originally stands for Block and Quail when it opened up originally. They were the two owners. I think it was Richard Block and I think David Quail or something.
Right, I always thought it was like something to do with barbecue.
Yeah, it sounds like that, doesn't it?
No.
I'm sensing you're not employed in the marketing of B&Q or the history of the shop.
Very good, Morgan. I appreciate you knew some facts and I thought that was quite interesting. Morgan,
yeah, like
welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Have you heard this game before?
I have.
I like it, Morgan. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something like name something in space. Morgan, you're going to hear 3 beeps. Answer on the 3rd beep. If you say the moon and I have the moon written down, then you're out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Everyone you get right, you will win your way towards going to Camila Cabello. Woo-hoo! Tonight in the 3 Arena, all right?
Are you a fan, Morgan?
Oh, yeah.
Morgan, if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you listening, whether you're in the car or the kitchen, play along and let us know how you do. Here we go, Morgan. Round number 1. Name any animal you'd see at Dublin Zoo.
Elephant.
An elephant. And I have written down a meerkat.
Yay! Yay. Yes.
Now, Morgan, I'm enjoying this because people in this room, specifically Emma, Fiona, are nervous because they want you to go to Camila Cabello, whereas I want to take that right off.
Yeah.
I just got worried because elephant's a classic. Yeah. But of course, the meerkats feature heavily.
Question 2. Name any pizza topping.
Peppers.
Mm.
And I have written down... peppers.
You're joking.
Oh, no.
You're joking. I don't believe you.
You get nothing.
Fiona looks
you
so
lose.
Sick.
Good day, sir.
Give Fiona the sheet there because she's so upset looking.
Question two, please confirm.
Name any pizza topping peppers.
You've never eaten a vegetable. How do you have that?
I was like, Dave, you're fine, Morgan. Yeah. Like, there's no way it'll be peppers. He's never even tried one.
Exactly. I love peppers on pizza. Love especially red peppers on pizza. Will we play on just to see how you would have got on, Morgan?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question three would have been name any DART station.
I'm not from Dublin, I don't know.
Oh, no, you don't know any DART station?
No.
Name a place in Dublin, I'm sure it has a DART station.
I don't know. Sir.
The place on the south side with the piers, or the place on the north side with the hill walk.
Or the one with the castle. No.
Did you say Hoth? Oh, my God, I think
that
you
was
did.
Unreal. Yeah.
That would have been question three done. Well done.
Question four would have been name a woman's name beginning with the letter A.
Amelia.
Amelia, lovely name. I wrote down Anna. And then question five would have been name any province in Ireland. What would you have said?
Ulster.
And I wrote down Ulster.
Oh, you're joking.
You got two out of five.
God.
I have never met someone who deserves Camila Cabello tickets less.
Poor Morgan, leave her alone.
No worries.
Purely because we've no other time to call someone else, Morgan, you're going to Camila Cabello.
Oh my God.
Morgan,
and you should get a DNA test because I think you're related to Dave.
Who
are you going to bring, Morgan?
So unlucky, but lucky in the end. Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Who are you going to bring to Camila Cabello?
Oh, I think I might give my friend a call.
I would recommend playing a game of Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down with her.
Will I? And then see if she can beat me.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if she doesn't, just take the ticket off her outside the free arena and say, sorry, girl.
Morgan, enjoy the gig. Have a wonderful day.
I will. Thank you so much.
See you, Morgan.
Bye.
See
ya.
Talk to you later.
Ooh, that was a rough game.
It really was. That took years off my life. What a bloody palaver.
Bloody palaver. We play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down every Wednesday morning.
The budget's going back down. I can't deal with this pressure.
With Emma, Dave and Fiona. Cyril stumbling in here on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Do you know that's a cover of an old song?
Is
song
it?
From back in the old days. Because you know my mom has been listening to Spin now.
Tell me about those old days, Fiona.
Well, I was there, honey.
Everything was black and white.
It was, and we walked to school in the rain for 8 miles. I don't know why I'm suddenly from Texas. But yeah, and so they love when this song comes on because it's some old cover. I should have looked up by who.
Your mom will realise soon that a lot of the music we all listen to now is all robbed from the originals back in the day.
Samples. It's all, nothing's new anymore.
From Chris Norman and Susie Quattro.
That's exactly what I said.
Stumbling in.
Susie Quattro sounds like she was a bit of a riot.
Oh.
I'd say everyone wanted to get on the collab with her.
I'd say she was hot to
Oh, hot to go.
103.8 Dublin. Is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hi, good morning.
Hello. What's happening? Happy Wednesday.
This is a PSA. If you're someone who uses Instagram and you do polls a lot on your Instagram stories, can you please move the position of where those polls are placed?
You don't like them in the bottom right-hand corner, I'm going to presume.
Oh, my God. I think I voted for all sorts of awful things over the last few days just from flicking through people's stories by accident.
Is racism okay?
Yes.
Yes.
My God, no.
Oh, my God. Can we put up a poll? That's really bad that it just gets like a load of people accidentally clicking it. That'd be funny.
People are positioning it right as you used your thumb to flick onto the next story. And I'm like, what the hell did I just
I can't stand when people put their new post down to the bottom right and you click into it and it's like, get away.
You're like, I don't want to perceive your content.
I don't want to have a look at your photo.
No.
I need to see because our colleague Russell yesterday had a poll.
I voted for that by accident as well, actually.
And this is what made me go, Russell, stop putting it there. What did I even vote for? I didn't even go back to check.
He said,
today I was told I dressed like various things, but which was correct? Ah, sugar. And I voted accidentally for a swimming pool attendant. I didn't mean to.
I voted for man on a yacht.
Oh, I'm just looking at where this poll is.
It's right where you click forward.
It's funny that you say that because it's not for me.
Okay.
For me, it's a little bit up. So who I would miss that.
I'd hold my phone kind of here and just...
Ah, you do that. Okay, grand. No, I'd hold it down the very, very bottom. So I'd be literally clicking the right corner.
I understand you're trying to be convenient. But don't make me my name on a list of something that I have
don't
nothing to do
with. Don't bring me into this.
Yes, thank you.
Do you know what another one is that really annoys me as well?
Question box.
Well, yes, but when someone tags someone and the tag is there and it's visible, but it's so small that you can't press it to take it to that person's profile, so it just skips.
When you're having a creep.
It's like, yeah.
If you hold down
where the tag is, just hold it down and then release, it should pop up.
Sometimes you do their name small for the aesthetic of the picture.
Yes, but I want to think of the creeper.
If you want to creep, then creep. We're not going to spell it out for you,
pal. Spins on. You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona. It spins fully charged, recharged.
All right, good morning. You're going to have some thoughts on this story that I'm about to tell you. I need to hear those thoughts. Voice note them to me on 087 711 1038. I need you to come up with an excuse for me to get out of a wedding.
Okay.
I don't need you to tell me, Dave, just go to the wedding. I don't need you to tell me, just say no. I need you to come up with an excuse for me to not go to this wedding. I was talking about this wedding a couple of months ago on the show, and I was saying that I was invited by the guy, kind of, because the guy was like, when you'll see him, or you'll meet this person at the wedding. You'll see this person at the wedding. Oh, wait till you see the band at the wedding.
Oh, sorry, in the sense that this guy was coming to your house loads because he's mates with my housemate. So he was always implying that you were coming to the wedding.
Yes, but I never got the invite.
An official invite, yeah.
Yesterday, I got the RSVP. Wow. I got the actual invite, right? And I have to respond.
Ouch.
And then I was like, I don't want to go to this wedding. One, because I don't actually know him that well. Do you know what I mean?
Like, he's a friend of a friend.
He's a friend of a friend, and I don't really know why I'm going, to be perfectly honest with you. It's just because sometimes we're around each other. Do you know what I mean?
At the beginning, you were kind of up for it, were you?
Yeah, I was kind of a little bit. Like, I was like, sure, look, it happens. Now it's coming down to it. The hotel is 145 quid, right? And then also you have to give money to the person having the wedding, which is like 100 quid and another 100 quid. Mm. Then you're going to spend on maybe a suit, that's another 200 quid. Yeah. And then you're probably going to spend on the night with drinks and whatever.
Yep.
That's 100 quid.
No,
that's so expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know him that well. You know what I mean? So basically the whole thing is that it was me and Pippa invited. It was me and Pippa on the invite. So I'm like, she doesn't want to go. She's Electric Picnic that weekend. It's, you know what I mean? It's so whatever. So I'm basically of the thought that I can't really tell him I can't go because Pippa's going to Electric Picnic. Because he's just going to be like, well, you just come then. Do you know what I mean? And he knows
my
me.
My girlfriend's going to EP, so I have to put fake tan on
his back. He knows me well, and he knows I'm not going to Electric Picnic.
Yeah.
I have no interest in Electric Picnic. So my question to you this morning on 087 711 103, please send me a voice note. What's a good excuse to get out of a wedding? One that doesn't put bad karma on me.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's for me, to be perfectly honest with you.
Love.
It's in Cavan. Which is like an hour and a half drive away, so it's not like I
include
could really...
Include the petrol in that. That's
exactly.
A few
include the petrol. That's, everything is adding up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of doing my head in. And the fella's lovely. He's sound.
Yeah, but if one of your best friends, you'd
100%
you'd
I'd go.
And pay the money to be there for them on their big day. But if you barely know someone, you're like, you'd also wonder, is he just doing it to be kind?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't want to be like, no, the and other, give no reason.
Yeah, the other thing is that I have to book off a day of work.
Ah, no.
For this guy's wedding. Mm. You only have a certain amount of days to take in a year. And I have to book one off this wedding of this dude that I'm
You've got to keep days for my wedding.
I'm not even best mates with him. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would understand if it was a very, very close friend. So that's why I need an excuse. I don't think the excuse can be, sorry, my girlfriend's going to Electric Picnic. Because he's just going to say, well, you come then. So I really, really need your help on this voice note.
What day of the week is the wedding?
It's on a Thursday. It means I would finish the show and then drive to Cavan.
Yeah.
Electric Picnic doesn't even start until Friday.
So. Yeah, and then I was also invited to the day two.
No.
Ugh. I'm like, which is in a different county. I'm like,
what's that county? It's
Sligo.
What?
Yeah.
They're dragging you to Sligo for the day two.
I've never even been to
Sligo.
That's
so random. Cavan to Sligo.
Yeah.
What?
I don't really know.
That's insane.
Listen, if you have been to or been invited to weddings and you have gotten out of every single one of them, then I need to hear from you. I need to hear your excuses. Come up with one for me, 087-711-103. You know the story now. So my brain is shot trying to come up with this and the pressure, so I need your help. Get those creative juices flowing, 087-711-103.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm looking for your creative ideas to come up with an excuse for a wedding that I don't really want to go to. And I know it's quite a nice position to be invited to a wedding.
Is it?
But it's also not a nice position to be invited to a wedding you don't want to go to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not someone that you know incredibly well. So
no,
it feel like
it's a friend of a friend, do you know? And I just really don't want to go.
But myself, these are the things that really stress you out, like as in me as well. If I know there's an RSVP sitting there and it's like, oh man, I just don't want to go.
I have 9 days to respond to the RSVP.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know what to do
here. Well, clearly you weren't high up on the invite list, no offence. You only got it. Did you get the invite a while ago?
Yeah.
You're okay, Grant.
Yeah, so there you go. So I have to respond within 9 days, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. I want to say no and then text him and be like, I can't because of blank.
Yeah.
And I can't come up with an excuse because the only excuse I can think of is, sorry, my girlfriend, who is also invited, is going to Electric Picnic. And that's not an excuse because I am not going to Electric
Picnic. Yeah, yeah.
And he knows I wouldn't be going to
Electric Picnic. Well, actually, on Electric Picnic, Niamh was in touch on this and she said, I think this is really smart. Tell him that you asked for the day off from work because the wedding's on the Thursday, right?
Yeah.
And someone else is already off that weekend for EP, so your boss won't let you go.
Oh.
Which is probably right. I'm going to call it. You know,
yeah, that's
there'd probably
a
be
shout.
Issues that weekend because I know Fee's working at Electric Picnic. I'm hoping to go. It's probably a legitimate one that someone's going to be looking for time off that Friday or Monday.
But then he'll say, you finish at 11 a.m, brother.
Yeah, but it's the Friday I need off.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Afterwards, yeah. So that kind of works.
I suppose that is a good show, to be honest.
Eckhart was in touch as well, sending us in a voice note.
Sorry, Dave. It sounds like you need a doctor checkup anyway, so just book a full checkup with the doctor on the date of the wedding, and then he doesn't know why you're going to the doctor. You just say, I have an important hospital appointment that day, and if you ask for anything more, you just say it's a checkup that the doctor asked me to come in for. That's a white lie, but it's you're still going to the doctor, you know, so you're not lying completely.
Okay, it is a good idea, to be fair.
Go and get your full NCT.
And to be fair, if you do want a doctor's appointment in Ireland, you do need to book now.
That's true.
So I just spend €1,000 on that instead of the wedding.
The full entity. Yeah. At least you know you're healthy then. I think as well, Dave, I would say nothing for now. I'd probably RSVP yes because I couldn't deal with the anxiety. I'd prolong the anxiety.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And then on the day, I would say you have a stomach issue. That means you have to be in the toilet and nobody can ever argue with that one.
Oh,
that is not something you can ignore. You can never, as soon as someone says that D word, you say, man, that's your own.
I don't want you at the wedding. Say less.
Exactly.
Okay, it's an embarrassing excuse, but it is an excuse nonetheless.
It's good though. I actually had to pull out of a wedding last minute this year because our dog minder fell through. And I had to cancel. Dwayne was able to still go. It was his friend. I didn't know the guy at all.
Okay.
And really down to the wire, I cancelled. I know you don't have a dog, but you could say,
I got a dog.
I just got a dog today. Like, you could say, now this is what my sister and her husband are invited to literally 20 weddings a year.
Yeah.
And some they just have to say, I'm not going to make this one. I'm really sorry. I just have too many. So you could say that.
Yeah, that's
and then
true.
But they wait for your Instagram carousels of all these other weddings. And you're like, I just respect
the whole thing, lads.
This is brilliant from Eileen, although I'm worried about bad karma for her. She said, accept, but at the very last minute, cancel. And say you have a funeral you have to go to. Wait, she goes on to say, a family relation.
See, Eileen,
sorry,
I don't want the karma.
No. Bad karma. You can't bring family.
Sure, Sir Callum.
You know, on the RSVP,
there is
a no box.
It's a QR code.
Okay.
So I have to go on and click yes or no.
And if you click no, what's going to happen?
He's going to ring me.
Your phone explodes.
Like, my housemate also got the QR code in the post yesterday as well, and he wrote yes. He has to go because he's the best man.
Right.
It's hard to get out of that.
So he rang him straight away and was like, thanks for RSVPing. Others haven't.
How does he have time to ring everyone? Others. Okay, Aoife says easy enough one here. Just say you're on holidays now and can't make it.
Yeah, that's good.
But again, is there any evidence of you being out of the country?
Nope, absolutely nothing.
Why can't we normalise just saying, look, you're a great guy. I actually don't know you that well. It's a lot of money to spend on the wedding. I hope you have an amazing day. but I can't afford it. I won't be there. But love and light to you and your new bride.
Oh God, if I didn't have anxiety, that's exactly what I
think. I know. Why are we like
normalize saying no? No one, no excuse.
What are you thinking now? What are we going to do?
Well, I have a surprise. It's actually for Fiona's wedding that I've
stop leading once there. Anyway.
Oh, this I just don't know you that well.
Fair.
I'm going to Letcher Picnic.
in November.
November. I've been invited to a wedding. I know. Am I so lucky? No, I'm not. I don't want to go. Mm. I don't know the person that well. So I've been asking you, what excuses are the best to say when you don't want to go to a wedding, especially one that's coming up this year, and I have to say RSVP no, and then he's going to ring me and he's going to go, why? And I'm going to say, what? What should I say? What
you'll
should my excuse be?
You'll have an anxiety attack is what will happen. This just came in from Susanna, and Fiona, you obviously are planning a wedding at the moment, so you'll understand this. She said, Dave, the worst thing you can do is RSVP yes and then not show up.
Yeah.
The couple have to pay for the meal. Yeah. So rude. Please just be honest and say you can't afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to be honest, like right now, my like invite list, you are hoping a lot of people say no.
Yeah.
Because
oh,
you want
really?
To get the numbers down. Yeah. And you're like, I'll invite this person, they'll say no. And then when they say yes, you're like,
okay. Yeah, see, I think this guy that I know is the only person I know who would be like, I hope everyone says yes.
Oh, really? You think you light up his life?
Oh, I light up his world.
Right. This in from Doreen.
Dave, I don't think you'll have to say anything because if they listen to you, they know you don't want to go to that wedding. So be careful what you're saying.
Doreen, do you think I'd be doing this if I knew he was listening?
This would be a good way to do it, to be fair. Yeah. Good way to let
Darren,
him know.
Darren, I don't want to go to your wedding.
You named him.
I didn't. It's not his name.
Oh, Darren. Silly me.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
At Dublin Airport is somewhere we've all frequented recently.
Oh, I've been before, yeah.
You've heard of it. And it can be the gateway to heaven or it can be a prison that holds you for hours on end.
Depends it's, what terminal.
Yeah, it does depend what terminal. Yeah. So my boyfriend Dwayne yesterday, he was planning on flying up to Donegal. Not many people know that there's an airport in Donegal.
I was about to say.
Yeah, it's been voted like multiple times the most beautiful airport in the world. The landing descent is insanely beautiful. And
who flies up there?
Aer Lingus.
Okay.
And in a little higgledy-piggledy plane.
Yeah.
And he was planning on flying up. So all his family are from Donegal. There's a load of them home from Canada, the States, all sorts at the moment. So he was going to try and sneak up. He actually planned on doing the flight during his lunch break and working from home sneakily up there and getting back on Thursday in time for a Cherry Comedy. Cherrycomedy.ie runs every Thursday at Whelan's. Get tickets whenever you want. But so he tried to do the flight at his lunchtime yesterday. He ended up being stuck in the air for 3 hours.
Oh dear. How long should the flight take from Dublin to Donegal?
Like less than an hour, I think.
All right, okay.
And his mom was there to collect him with Dwayne's little 3-year-old cousin, Ellen, who was waiting in the car saying, I need to collect my cousin and friend, Dwayne. And the plane circled the airport. They could see it like circling around and it wasn't able to land and it went back to Dublin.
Oh, are you serious?
All the while, he's meant to be on his lunch break. People are messaging him being like, can you jump on a quick call and all this? And he's like, I'm actually in Donegal on a plane. He arrived back. The plane was not going. It's too windy up there to land.
Yeah, it's the west.
Yeah, well, it's the north, famous.
Oh, sorry.
Donegal, but close, sure.
It's northwest.
Northwest.
Yeah, northwest. He had to, there was a bus on offer, but he was like, I've only got 15% battery left on my laptop. I need to work. I'm not going to be able to get on that bus for however long it is. I think like 5 hours or something.
Oh, God.
So he was hanging around Dublin Airport in the hopes that he'd be able to get the 7 p.m. flight.
Yeah.
He got on that. All going well.
This is all yesterday.
Yeah, all yesterday. He was like, I'll talk to you in an hour. The same thing happened again.
What?
It flew all the way to Donegal, Carrickfinn Airport, it's called. It circled around. His mom saw it circle. And she actually rang me and she was like, well, he's on the way home to you. The plane didn't land.
It wouldn't land.
No.
Oh my
Twice
God.
In a day. He was in Dublin Airport, he was doing this whole travelling thing for a total of about 12 hours.
And he didn't even end up in Sydney. He ends up back in Dublin.
Exactly. Back in Dublin. Twice. I felt so
What a mess. Any hassle with work?
No, I think, they were asking him to jump on a call, but he was like, I'm very visibly in the airport, so I can't. I think he just said, oh, I missed that. I was deep into work on something. Sorry, hopefully none of his colleagues are listening, but they actually love me. But no, he was working from home in the office all day long. Very, very hard, and just says there was a
and
signal
you just
issue.
You just had a dream.
We did, and I just realised that was some crazy cheese I
Man,
had before
how
bed.
Much does a flight cost you from Dublin to Donegal?
There's no way it lasts an hour. It's an hour to Paris. There's no way.
It's
an hour
probably less than that. I don't know, like 30 minutes, 40 minutes or something.
Yeah, probably must be something like that.
But yeah, crazy.
I got to Leeds once from Dublin in 42 minutes. And I couldn't believe that.
So maybe it's less than, maybe it's 30.
I think it's 30 minutes to Cork as well.
I remember one time we flew home from Donegal and like right beside the airport is like these insane sandy beaches with no one on them.
No way.
And we like very quickly like went for a swim, didn't have towels or anything, like sat on the plane in like wet togs essentially and wet hair and all and arrived back and I was like, it's mad that I have like Donegal sea salt.
I don't think I've ever been to Donegal and that's because the drive is too long.
Yeah, so I might fly.
Well, I don't know if I'd recommend it now after yesterday.
Famously, you can fly to Donegal, you just can't land in Donegal.
You go for a spin around and head back to Dublin.
Lovely.
That's all you need.
Try again later. I'm a getaway. We're into July right now, and maybe at this point you still don't have a holiday booked this year. Maybe it's just not in the cards for you this year, which is the case for so many people.
They're so expensive.
They're so expensive. And look, I get it. It's tough. We want to sort you out, though, with Spin's Holiday Hot Pick.
Yeah, this is for you, right? Mallorca, Morocco or Malta. One of those has to be calling you. Well, it's your decision. Pick the location. We'll throw in the flights, the checked baggage, the all-inclusive accommodation in a four-star hotel, transfer to and from the airport and your travel insurance. And all you had to do was WhatsApp us the phrase holiday hot pick.
And we were looking for someone to answer the phone with a very specific phrase that we need you to say. Spin, I want to pick a holiday to be one of our qualifiers to win that holiday. Mallorca, Morocco or Malta.
We had to make several calls on this yesterday, so let's hope for the best to make this call.
Spin, I want to pick a holiday.
Do you know what, Aaron? Our producer said there's no chance Aaron is going to pick up the phone with Spin. I want to pick a holiday. And I said, I know Aaron will. I know he will. And you did. You are one of our qualifiers.
I nearly didn't.
Oh, well done.
I said, Aaron, I want to prove him wrong. Well done.
Aaron said, straight in, no kissing.
Yeah. Now, Aaron, tell me this. You are one of our qualifiers for Spin's Holiday Hot Pick. Where would you be picking? Would you be picking a bit of Mallorca, a bit of Morocco, a bit of Malta?
Oh, I'd probably have to bring her off to Malta, would I?
You would.
What a pain.
What is that city in Malta? Valletta. Oh, it's stunning. It's so, so good.
You've been to Malta, have you?
Yeah, I've been to Malta for about 6 hours on a cruise. But I'd recommend because it is stunning.
Okay.
And I met some Love Islanders there while I was there.
Oh, slay.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's picked something different every day.
Have they?
On the first day, someone said Morocco, then...
Mallorca.
First day, Mallorca, then Morocco, then Malta.
All right, very good.
Listen, Aaron, you are in that draw. Wishing you the very best
of luck.
Good luck, Aaron.
Fair play. Thanks very much.
Good luck, Aaron. Have a great day.
And if you didn't get lucky today, don't forget there are loads more chances to play today and for the next few weeks. We'll then be picking a winner at the end of July. So we'll send someone on the holiday of their choice then. Very exciting.
Just keep Spin on for your chance to win Spin's Holiday Hot Pick. Spin
1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Oh, good morning. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. What is the story?
Good morning. And good morning to you, Fiona Frawley.
Hi, how are you? I was really busy microwaving scones, buttering scones, and then I heard my name be called, and I was like, oh my God, yeah, I work on the radio.
There's not that much time. No, I have to give a mention to Alex, who recently started with us reading the news on the show Across the Mornings. And this morning, kindly, he dropped four, homemade by his mother, scones on our desks, which I thought was a really, really sound thing to do.
Well, do you know what? Alex did nothing there.
No.
Thank you to Alex's mother.
Thank you to Alex Rowley's mother, to Mrs. Rowley.
And when I was just upstairs buttering and microwaving the scones, Alex was there. So
we did
have a chat about the scones, hence why I was delayed.
But as you were, I was up there with you getting some cereal together, you were. It made me realise how there's lovely perks in here. You get the fruit bowls and everything.
Yeah.
But also, compared to other places I've worked, a young lady here, Fiona Frawley, shouldn't be sweating in the fridge going, can I use this butter?
Oh yeah.
There's no like free to use anything apart around here. Like, you know, the people individually, it's like, that's my butter and a permanent marker, put their names on the butter tin.
My God. But this place has gone to the dogs.
But like in a communal kitchen, nothing is safe. I remember working in the dentist, someone, because there was a dentist in Dubai as well, and the social media man who like went to Dubai to do content, he brought us all back Dubai chocolate.
Oh yeah.
Which is clearly not communal. Do you know what I mean? And one of the girls left their Dubai chocolate in the fridge and someone ate the whole thing.
Oh, no,
I'm like,
fair,
that's not butter.
To be fair, like, if it's left in the fridge, it's fair game, I think.
No. That's
I just left my Glenis.
Spoiler, I ate the chocolate.
It was me.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
This is summer's number one hit music station. What's the story?
Morning.
Summer indeed. And summer means holidays.
Summer? I hardly know her.
And yeah. And summer holidays means Spain and Mallorca, if you want. So, speaking of that, wow, guys, I'm actually getting really good at radio. That was very,
what
very
are you talking about?
I'm lost, girl.
What's going on?
I'll tell you now, right? Is that you've been to Spain on your holidays?
I have.
And you go to a beautiful beach?
Yes.
Well, the Spaniards are annoyed at that now.
Because they don't want me going to their beaches?
No, the place is overrun with bleeding tourists. They've had enough.
Oh, so. I've heard so much about this in the last while. Like, they really are not happy, especially the people from Barcelona.
The Barcelona people are really fed up, and I get it. They can get accommodation for themselves for the summer, and Airbnbs are like, you can live there in this apartment, but then for the summer it's an Airbnb, get out.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Exactly.
I live here, go away.
Yeah, so a lot of people in Spain are kind of sick of the whole country being completely run on tourism, and they kind of want to rebrand themselves and be like, hey, we're about other stuff too. All right, go to Greece on your holidays if you want.
They love tourists.
Yeah, Greeks.
Yeah. Greeks, yeah.
So there's this Instagram page, right, called Spain Explore, and it says that locals on Mallorca have been tricking tourists. They've been like making up these fake beach names and locations and plotting them on Google Maps. Like, the level of effort that goes into it is actually quite impressive.
What, it's probably like a cliff face or something.
Yeah, it's just nothing. It's just a car park or whatever.
No.
And like, tourists like get up, get the
ready.
Parasol together, get the buckets and spades, get the Lilo, get the bits, and it's just nothing.
Oh my god.
So they're telling tourists now to obviously like research locations online before just like going out to the middle of nowhere.
That's kind of, but like, why are they doing it? Just to annoy them?
They just want to keep some things for themselves. They want to do a bit of gatekeeping. They don't
of
want
their
the
own nice
to know
beaches.
About the most beautiful beaches.
Okay.
Remember when I was in Elba, that island in Italy, and I was saying that we went in May, so it was before the season, if you know what I mean? And it was all local people on the beach, right? Like, I mean this, like, they had their dogs. They clearly, like, lived you know? And it was like, sometimes, like, quite elderly people.
A life.
And we got chatting to some people, and they were like, this is our month, and then we don't come anywhere near the place.
It's
just crazy.
It's so funny, because you say that sentence so much. We got chatting to some people, and I'm like, I don't think I've ever chatted to anyone.
You never get chatted to anyone on holidays.
Never.
Oh my god, it gets to the stage where you have to.
Someone says hello to me, and I'm like,
with you anymore.
I'm away with one person. I need some new voices.
Oh, I love getting yapping to randomers. But so I was thinking about this. Obviously, there's a lot of places in Dublin that are kind of overrun with tourists as well. And while we allegedly welcome it, some things you do, you want it to be quiet when you just want to go there for a quiet swim, or when you just want to queue for a piece of slice. You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of some fake tourist attractions that we could plant ourselves.
Oh, please.
Okay,
first up, the 20 Toes.
The 20 Toes.
A popular swim spot with a giant rock shaped like a toenail to jump into a quarry just outside Santry Business Park. Swim.
Jump into a quarry.
Dive in, girl. The Mary Marone statue.
Oh, yeah.
A statue of a character. We'll just say she's from a James Joyce book.
Huge baps.
Yeah, no, you'll find her on Talbot Street and she has a massive arse.
Okay. Gold arse.
Mm-hmm. It's a modern monument now.
She got that bunda.
She can squat somehow.
Yeah, she got that BBL. Okay, a lot of tourists like to go to the grave diggers, we know. So I've come up with the Dead Lads. A popular Dublin pub in Ongar. Famous for serving coddle and pints of milk.
Oh my god, tourists, send them to Ongar. Because honestly, I've never even been there.
Have you not? Yeah, well, is it
never
a real
been
place?
To Ongar.
No offence to anyone from Ongar, but maybe you'd be delighted with the tourism.
Yeah, you won't get them on the 39A now.
Can you imagine someone from Ongar? Where are you from? Italy. Why are you here?
Okay, we know the queue outside Bambino is unwavering and very consistent. So instead of Bambino, I've come up with Nice Chino. A busy pizza by the slice spot by Spencer Dock. Popular lads who work at PwC.
Nice. Very good.
Okay, same, but different. And this kind of an obvious one, Chapel Bar. a bustling pub, hub of nightlife in Kimmage. The perfect place for English stags dressed as Borat to roam the cobblestones against Superman.
Please send them to Kimmage.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Can I add one more suggestion?
Yes. Because
I had friends over from the UK a couple of months ago and we're on the way to Dunleary on the Dart.
Oh, yeah.
And I tricked them there enough when we got to Booterstown. Mm. Booterstown absolutely stinks and I was like, this is where we're getting off.
This is it.
And they were like, there's no way we're getting off here. It's so smelly. So I think we need to make Booterstown like a fake tourist destination.
I think we should.
Well,
Booterstown Village is actually kind of nice.
Booterstown is nice in general, but it's like Sandymount.
There is a whiff
those
of shite.
Days. There's a whiff of crap. Like.
I mean, it's the poo factory or whatever.
Is that what that is? Across the
thing? Yeah. That's why don't swim there. I don't know.
The poo factory. That's where they make the poo.
It's where they treat the poo.
Is the incinerator by the poo bag towers the poo factory?
Yeah. They're doing something with the sewage out that way. So be careful.
The poo bag towers.
The poo bag towers, brilliant.
I remember it's awful, isn't it, when you're trying to show someone the poo bag towers and say you're doing the lighthouse walk.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Poolbeg lighthouse walk. And I remember I brought Jack recently, my fella, and it's like, okay, now just for... I promise it gets lovely, but just hold your breath.
Yeah. Breathe through your mouth, girl.
And it'll be lovely.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Summer's number one hit music station, and we want to send you on your holidays, and you get to choose where you go on Spin's holiday hot pick.
Nice.
We'll be heading off to Mallorca. You could be heading off to Malta or Morocco. Keep listening for more chances to get yourself in that draw. Matthew has more chances after 10 o'clock this morning.
All the M's. Mm. Matthew, Mallorca.
Matthew.
Matthew's Mallorca, Malta, Morocco.
Absolutely. In for Michaela.
Mm.
There you go.
Where does it end?
Did anyone get my...
It ends with CK. Mm.
We should have called it that, but we've called it Holiday Hot Pick.
Listen, I want to talk to you about this guy called Kirk Alexander. He is from Oregon, and he must live, let's be quite honest about it from the get-go here, not trying to be rude, but if he's doing this, then he's probably a pretty unhealthy guy.
Okay, because, my kind of person.
Yeah, and he's ordered Domino's pretty much daily for 7 years running.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, don't get me wrong, man... Living the dream, he is. Living the actual dream. But 7 years, almost daily. Naturally, he was quite well known in the establishment and the delivery drivers. I'm sure you'd like to think knew him by name and had a little chin wag after being such a loyal customer for so long. But 11 days went by consecutively and staff started getting really concerned about this guy, saying, oh, where's Kirk? What's the story about Kirk? Blah, blah. To the point where the general manager said, we have to investigate. And this girl, Sarah, the general manager, sent one of her delivery drivers around to say, check that Kirk is okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Turns out that when the delivery driver arrived at the house, the lights and the TV were on, but no response. So this delivery driver called the police and they found Kirk. Now, he was in a bad way. He was in need of some serious medical attention immediately. So they were very lucky that they went when they did and didn't leave it another few days. Maybe, sadly, this poor man didn't have family members or whatever checking in on him. Yeah. And maybe the worst
would
have happened.
But it was 11 days.
11 whole days. So who knows at what point he started getting unwell. It could have been like something like early set pneumonia or something. But by the 11th day, you're really weak. Do you know that kind of way?
It'd probably be the Domino's every day.
I'm going to say
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe it's something to do with that. And maybe, they said, maybe we're responsible for this guy. Like, at what point you say, guy, you're eating too much Domino's, but you need to take his money. Anyway.
Too much cake.
He was brought to hospital. He was stabilised. But the relationship was so tight between them that all the Domino's staff went to visit him in hospital.
Stop.
In their uniforms and all. No, they didn't bring him pizza.
They do a guard of honour.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they said they were speaking to the press about this. Naturally, it got a lot of media attention and fair play to that general manager for checking on them. But they said that Kirk is like family to them.
Oh, you
know?
Kirk.
That's very nice. I remember like Louis Theroux documentary about the Vegas, gambling in Vegas. And there was woman who was there all the time. And I'm pretty sure she's dead now, but they paid for her funeral.
That's nice.
And they paid for her husband's funeral.
She probably paid for that casino.
She paid for her own funeral in the casino.
Yeah.
They were going in going, keep this man alive. We need his money.
Yeah.
But
eat healthy, apart from your daily Domino's. Live a better lifestyle, Kirk.
Exactly.
Keep coming into us.
I was thinking about, because like it's difficult, isn't it, in Dublin to be kind of a local somewhere in any kind of big city. Because like where I'm from, in the back and beyonds, if you didn't pop into the local shop three times a week to do whatever. They were like, geez, haven't seen Emma all week. You know? So it's different the same here in Dublin.
It's the same in the suburbs, though, in Dublin, fairly. So, like, in town, it's probably a little bit different because you've such probably a high turnover of staff. But, like, out in the suburbs, like, I know my local.
Who'd miss you now if you didn't show up for a few days?
Oh, that'd be Lee.
Who's Lee?
Lee runs the bar in my local. And I think, I would like to think Lee would show up to my funeral.
Everyone always wants to think the local barman knows
I thought I was different. I thought I was cool. And I thought the local barman just really, really liked me. He knows me by name, guys.
Well, if
actually, it's probably really not a good thing.
If I was unwell, I'd hope that you guys would be looking for me. But the other person who I know would have my back and would probably ring, like, the guards or whatever to be like, I think there's a missing person, is the girl that works in the fitting rooms in Zara Stevens Green.
or just the security guard.
I was also going to say, any of the security guards in Nutgrove would be like, where's this girl? I haven't seen her in a week. That's so weird. And then the other place I think they start to go ringing around is the On Pus Depot, where you have to go and collect your, you know, so much stuff arrives when I'm at work, yes, and I have to go and pick it up. If I'm not there once a week, they'd say, maybe she moved, but maybe she's dead.
Maybe she's Maybelline. Yeah. We know her address. Mm. I've kind of always been on the other side of this because I've, like, worked in bars and cafes and restaurants.
Oh, what do you think about your locals?
So I remember when I worked in the pub, Brady's in Shankill, for years, and obviously there was a lot of regulars who'd be in every single day. So you'd know, like, you'd be like, yeah, that's table 15, blah, blah, blah. But my dad would come in once a week and he wanted to be a regular so bad. He'd come in and he'd just arrive into
the
pub.
What is that like?
He'd arrive into the pub and he'd stick up, like, two fingers to be like, two pints, but never say what it was, never say.
Just trying, hoping that they remember the order.
Everyone, and I was like, Dad, people are in here 7 days a week. You are not that special, babe. We don't know you,
I
sir.
I do it. I go into my local.
I was like, get a life.
I go into my local and I'm like three, and then I go, what are you guys having?
And then I worked in a cafe in Dundrum and we just knew everyone as the name of their order. We'd be like, Black Americano, one sugar is here, soy flat white is here. And to be fair, if one of them didn't come to large latte almond croissant is there, if we didn't know, if they weren't in one day, we probably would be like, let's follow the trail of Range Rovers back to a Dundrum estate.
I got my Chinese order down to 11 seconds on the phone once.
That's good.
Because I just rang up and go, hey, it's David, and they go, 3-1. And I go, yeah, thanks, see you later.
I want a 3-1.
I remember my excitement when I'm living out in Rathfarnham area, and when I went to the Bottle Tower, and the first time when I lived with Emer, my
brought
former
it to
housemates,
the show. She was so excited about it.
It was the best day ever. The next day I was like, guys, I think I'm a local. They're like, why, what happened? I walked in and myself and Emer walked in. He knew our order. And then later in the evening, he must have said, okay, these girls aren't going anywhere. He asked our names and remembers the next time. Felt $1 million. I did.
That's good going.
Alex Warren and Jelly Roll, that's Bloodline.
Love it.
That's a great song, isn't it?
Jelly Roll is a great name.
Yeah.
Oh, I prefer Ham Roll myself.
I prefer Back Flab. It's just gone 20 to 10.
Get ready. Spin 103X, Golden Ticket.
Hey, yes, that is the second time I've used that joke in 1 week. But guys, I'm not a comedian. I'm doing my best.
I didn't hear it the first time.
Oh, great. Okay.
Here's the third time. Do it later on in the week.
Oh, yeah. See if anyone notices. Because it's still good.
If you know who's listening, then well done. Listen, this is the Golden Ticket. We want to send you away for a week. All thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. You'll be heading off to Pierre and Vacances Village in Forteventura.
Who's on?
It's Natalia. Any plans for the day?
Chilling at home.
Very nice.
Any plans for the day? Are you going to your work? Are you going to do some house bits? Are you going to do outside of the house to get some heat into your bones?
Yeah, probably go for a walk.
Nice one.
Very nice, Natalia.
It'll be a fabulous afternoon. I hope it was pretty overcast yesterday, even though it was so hot.
It was, right. When's the last time you were on holidays, Natalia?
A while back in February.
In February, where did you go?
Lanzarote.
Oh, very nice.
Classic for a bit of winter.
Puerto del Carmen, Costa del Sol. I don't know any of the others.
Yeah, what's the other beach on the other side?
Playa Blanca, Costa Adeje, I think one of them. I think there's some other ones.
Yeah.
Very, very nice, Natalia. Well, let's see if we can get you to another one of the Canary Islands. We want, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket to try and send you to Fuerteventura. Have you heard this game before, Natalia?
Yeah.
You have, all right. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs and artists you need to guess?
5.
That's it, Natalia. Guess the 5 songs and artists. Within 25 seconds, you win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, Natalia, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, obviously, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Natalia, you got to shout the word specifically, swap. Okay? And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Natalia?
It does, yeah.
Where are you from?
Balbriggan.
Very nice.
Good
Natalia
luck.
In Balbriggan. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock and song one. Playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Serena Carpenter Espresso.
Stop the clock. Yes!
That song was locked in from yesterday. We said we keep it as a song one. Well done to you.
Amazing. You got that in just 3 seconds. So now you have 22 seconds left for 4 songs. A very good odds.
Loads of time, Natalia. I'm liking these odds. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face.
You just said the name of the song.
Sorry I'm here for someone else.
Yeah. Stop the clock, Natalia. Okay. Yes.
Took a bit of your time,
longer.
But Benson Boone, sorry I'm here for someone else. Well done. Don't forget, you have your swap as well if you need it.
And you've got 11 seconds left now for 3 songs, and you do have that swap remaining. Well, 11.9. We're going to call it 12.
Okay, seconds.
Natalia, because we like you.
Decent.
So that's essentially 4 seconds per song.
That's actually that's a decent average, Natalia. Let's go for song three with your swap remaining. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Your loving on me makes me feel special. No heaven on earth if I can't be.
Swap it if you don't.
Show me love. Oh. Yeah. Some love.
2, 1. You were getting it, though.
You were so close, Natalia. Oh. So close.
It's the MC, Bees and Honey. That's the song, Show Me Love.
Show Me Love. You were there.
You were so close, Natalia.
Oh, God.
But listen, honestly, a really, really good player, Natalia. Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was great.
Good. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Listen, have a fantastic day. Enjoy that walk.
Enjoy your hot girl walk.
Good luck, Natalia.
Bye, Natalia.
Bye.
I love the way people still enjoy it even when they don't win. Like, I love when someone, I'm like, did you enjoy it? They're like, I had such a fun time.
I'm not
gonna
lie.
There was a hint of sarcasm in Natalia's voice.
Oh,
there.
Am I stupid? Did I not realise that was sarcasm? I thought she genuinely had fun.
Yeah, it was great.
I actually thought she had fun. I feel stupid now.
Do you not think that every girl you've been with was lying too?
Potentially.
That was great, baby.
Best I ever had. Goals in a WhatsApp if you want to come on and play tomorrow. Get in touch and we're going to keep song one as Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. So a 4-song game. We really want to give you this holiday.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, welcome. It is time, the time of the day where I get to talk about whatever I want. And I'm fearful that this one is going to just solidify my status as completely unsuitable for Spin 1038.
Oh, great.
I was looking for some advice on my houseplants yesterday.
So she texted on Instagram.
Because I've thrown away a lot of houseplants over the years. I feel like they die, you give up on them, and then you say, I'm not having plants anymore. And then in a few months' time, the spirit moves you, buy more plants, they die, and the cycle continues.
I did see your Instagram and I wanted to give you like bizarre advice as if it was sound. Be like, just put a bit of Lucozade in.
Oh yeah. A bit of Lucozade, a bit of 7 up. I have a plant, it's a fern that's dying, and then another little tree kind of looking yoke that I got in IKEA, and that's dying as well. Even though I purchased that, and my boyfriend Dwayne's mom said, I had one of those for 3 years, it only just died. You'll love that. The two of them are kind of dying. I have two other plants in the same area that are thriving. So I thought I'll whack this up. You know who loves to offer a bit of advice? The plant community. Mm-hmm. They do be flat out. So I put up this plant. It's like a fern. I was like, any advice on this? And first my friend Maddie wrote and said, what's the soil feel like? Was it in direct sunlight? And I was like, the soil's pretty moist. I'd only been spraying it with a little sprayer thing, so maybe that's not enough water. And Maddie goes, let her dry out to beep. Mm. And so that was the first bit of advice. Let it dry out. Water more sparingly. Don't do the spray thing. Who do I think I am with the little water spritzer?
The spray is no good. The water needs to get into the root.
Okay, so I should have asked you about this. Then Shane Daniel Byrne got on to me. He's very passionate about his plants. And he gave loads of advice, but his main bit of advice was, you need to love them. And I was like, oh, that's it. I just haven't been love them. Play them, compliments. He sent me then a load of pictures of his incredible plants and was like, I love them. It's important to check in on them and love them. This is the joy they bring.
Just go home and give them a hug. They'll be fine.
Hug your plants.